Good morning. Hey, brand new Lady Gaga album out this morning, Chromatica.
Oh, I can't wait to listen to it.
Did you say there was a Elton John duet on it?
Yes. That's fun. Called Sign Something, S-I-N-E.
Oh, Sign From Above.
Sign From Above.
Right? Yeah.
Yes, good team.
Yes. S-I-N-E, which is like cosine, right?
Huh?
I thought like cosine in like calculus.
Why?
Like sine and cosine.
I'm going to start doing
that. That was when I went, you was really good in school and in math, especially up until pre-calc, and then I just was terrible.
Oh, man. My algebra teacher just passed me because she liked me.
Oh, really?
100%.
Yeah. Is it Bonnie Eagle?
Yes. Mrs. Caldwell. Whoop, whoop.
Shout out, Mrs. Caldwell. That'd be amazing if she's still working it, you know?
Oh, I know. Yeah. She was awesome. She was like, oh, you're never going to learn this, but I love you. Here's a D minus. Yeah! I'm graduating.
Oh, my God. That's funny.
Yep.
Okay. Unexpected first crushes. The award goes to...
100%.
This is hilarious. Unexpected. The topic was unexpected first crushes. Like your first crush was not one that we would go, oh, totally, I had a crush on him too.
Yeah.
It's one that's like, wait, what? And our favorite 100% goes to the woman who said, was a woman, right?
Yes.
Who said my first crush was?
Want me to say
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Richard Simmons. Heather Bassett. You win, sister.
Oh, my God. Does it say why?
My mom used to do his workouts in the 1980s, and I loved his short shorts and smooth moves.
Oh, well, I better watch out.
Yeah.
She's going to be after me.
You know what's funny?
Except for the smooth moves.
You have smooth moves.
I have short shorts and smooth arms.
That's funny.
Thanks to the Trimmer 3000. No, I really actually, I get asked that a lot. That's an odd question I get asked. I don't trim my arms.
Oh, you don't? You don't have hair?
I just don't have a lot of arm hair.
Yeah,
but,
I have
yeah,
hair.
Leg hair, not arm hair.
Yeah.
Anyway, just in case you were wondering.
Man, I was shocked when he was gay, too. I know. My radar was way off. Richard Simmons.
You know, I don't know that he's out.
It's he one should of those, be.
He really should be.
You know what? He doesn't need to be.
Well, right. But it's one of those weird things where I don't know if he's ever actually publicly admitted it. And I feel kind of bad about that.
That makes me feel sad, too.
You know what I mean? Like it's so obvious that... Well, it's like the kid who was who I went to high school with named Chris Cavallo.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone else knew he was gay except for him. And that's... I mean, and it wasn't the same for me because I some people probably assumed I was gay, but I didn't come out until I was... I guess like 18, 19.
Oh, wow.
But then to my family, not technically till I was like 22.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sure at that point everyone kind of knew. But it's hard, I would imagine, if everyone else thinks you're gay or knows you're gay, and then you get, you know, teased for it and all that, and you're trying to, you know. But the Richard Simmons thing is weird. It's like, dude, it's okay. Like, just come out.
I always feel bad for people that I went to high school with that I was friends with and I didn't know they were gay, and then they came out after. I'm always like...
Right.
Like I had a really, really good friend, Michelle, and then I didn't know, and then I found her on MySpace, and she had come out, and I was like, oh, my God, you could have told me.
Unexpected crushes. Our favorite, Todd, was Richard Simmons. Someone said, I had a crush on Richard Simmons.
Wow.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Christy says, every other girl I knew had a crush on Uncle Jesse on Full House.
Yeah.
I was all about Danny Tanner. Love me some Bob Saget. Heidi said, my crush was my Sunday school teacher. I was 6, and I thought he liked me back because he would say I was cute. That is so funny.
Oh, there's one of the girl. Oh. A guy I used to babysit for. I was just young and didn't know any better. But I feel like that's a common one.
Yeah, like a thing for the babysitter?
No, the thing for the father. The babysitter is a thing for the father.
Oh.
Yeah. Mm. I think that's a thing.
Oh,
that's
right.
Dangerous.
Oh, Felicia said, yeah, that's, yikes. Yeah. Someone said Huey Lewis.
Huey is awesome.
I love Huey Lewis.
I love Huey Lewis.
I love me some Huey Lewis.
Actually, I was going to use one of his songs.
Really?
Yeah, keep it.
Yeah, put it in.
Keep it in the
pocket.
We'll
play that. Yeah.
Yes.
Yep. Why not?
Yeah.
By the way, Todd, Kelly won with Livin' the Vida Loca.
Woo! I'm on a roll.
Which was not shocking. That was a big song. But Jack and Diane, your pick was second.
Yeah.
Okay. What was yours again, Blake?
Mine was, what did I do? En Vogue, Free Your Mind.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
So we're going to do it again, and we got a listener who picked one, too. So her song goes in the mix. So it's 4 songs, and you pick your favorite, and we'll play it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Song Wars.
Song Wars.
So we're going to do that in a minute. On the happy hour last night, the reason we're talking about unexpected first crushes was because we learned about how Todd wore out his VHS copy of Poison Ivy 2. Oh, by the way, you know what? I want to share a text that I got. Speaking of coming out and all that, this was so sweet. I thought, so we always joke with Kevin, who's a friend of mine, but listens to the show and has a thing for Todd. And it's become a part of our happy hour tradition now when we do this virtual happy hour.
Yes.
Is that Todd and Kevin have an odd flirty moment.
Yeah.
And Kevin just kind of sits there and swoons and Todd
and
gives
sways.
It flirts right on back.
Clutches his pearls.
Yeah, it's so funny. And and Todd even wore a tank top, took his shirt off and had a tank top, a tiki tank top on. That's a whole other thing.
Was, yeah. We need to talk about that.
My luau tank top.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Party tank.
And it was like started flexing while holding his kit, and it was so odd.
It was
I tried to record it. I don't know if I got it.
I was poking fun at you because all your Instagram posts are usually like,
I'm not
hey,
flexing.
Check out Izzy, so cute, and it's like
okay, did it read that way?
Legs or you know your calf. Implant or
calf implants.
Could you imagine if I went and actually got calf implants?
Oh man!
Oh, I would never live it down.
Oh man!
All of a sudden, I come in with gigantic calves.
You have to like walk like sideways through the door.
Move, 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 move. Size these
like,
calves.
Look at those things.
So Todd mentioned this, and so Kevin and him are funny and flirting and. And Kevin sent me the sweetest text, and I didn't even ask him if it was okay to share, but I thought it was really sweet. And he said, because Kevin grew up in Georgia, and he said, if all the men I encountered growing up were more like Todd in how like accepting he is, I always am curious, you know, how much easier life would have been when I was younger.
Uh-huh.
He's an honorable ally that, you know, I didn't have growing up, so it's nice to know they're out there now.
Oh my God, that makes me tear up.
Isn't that sweet? I know, I got that text and I was like, oh.
God, I might cry a little. Kevin.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Todd,
but
you're a good man.
Yeah, and I think that's, you know, a sign of progress, but it's also not everyone is, you know, at that level where they can joke around and be, you know.
No, but I mean, you know, like I've just been exposed around it and exposed to it my whole life. Like, I mean, my mom's best friend, you know, through a lot of her young adult life when I was a kid was a gay man. And then I worked in restaurants, you know, and that's a large gay population there and just learned a ton of stuff from them and, you know, have a lot of great friends. Also, you know, so it's been great.
Well, and let's not forget that Todd went to the Folsom Street Fair.
Heck yeah.
In San Francisco, which is very raunchy. Yeah. Like, whoa. Okay. So during this discussion, in between the tiki shirt flexing and the flirtations with Kevin, and showing us Aries, the new Guttner family cat. Todd at some point said, oh, first crush was Kelly McGillis. And then Rachel goes, no, it's not. It was Alyssa Milano.
Mm-hmm.
And then Todd goes, oh, yeah, Poison Ivy.
Yeah.
And I was like, what?
Like, he's like, hey, guys, remember that movie Poison Ivy? I'm like, no, Todd, nobody remembers it.
But you did. How did you know it?
Well, because I wanted to be Alyssa Milano.
Yeah. I mean, who doesn't really?
I mean,
I don't think Todd wanted to be her.
I think he just wanted to be. Yeah.
Yeah.
I wanted to be with her.
Yeah.
Okay. With her.
Oh, right. With. Yeah.
Good job. Yeah, Todd. We needed you there, buddy.
When you got to try and keep it clean, go to Todd.
Go to Vanilla.
Yep.
All right. Perfect.
Poison Ivy.
Making a wish that I could just open my eyes and be different.
She wanted to be like Ivy, the girl in the pictures.
Take me with you.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Yes, please.
Oh, man.
Poison Ivy 2. Lily.
Lily.
What a terrible-looking movie.
Terrible. And straight to video.
Yeah, and she must have been about 20 years old, and she's barely wearing any clothes. It was totally, like, softcore. Yeah.
Oh, toxic, yeah.
It was definitely, yep.
Todd's having another moment.
It was definitely a blockbuster.
Flashback.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
Kelly, you had an amazing term that I don't think we could share on the radio.
We shared it earlier, but I don't think we
did.
Can. We did. Oh. We did. Yeah.
Please don't
talking
share
about,
it.
Like,
that was in. That was.
Depositing let's the just, bank, at the bank.
Yes. Let's just say. Let's just say. It rhymes with Thank Tank.
Yes. Yeah, that was part of the Thank Tank.
Country of origin, please.
Yeah.
Could you use it in a sentence, please? I'm still not getting it.
That is the Thank Tank.
Alyssa Milano was trapped in Tide's Thank Tank.
Yeah, for years.